Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, sir, and I'm not about to ask for any donations. May I speak with Ricardo?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Do you have a moment of your time to proceed with the survey? It's only going to take a few minutes.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And we're going to continue in English. And Ricardo Carrasco, is that your last name? Yes?
Carrasco, yeah.
Oh, Carrasco. Okay. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track, sir?
Regarding what?
The life in Phoenix and Levine.
Yeah, I'd say it's going in the right track.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of the Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area begins or starts again?
Yes, that's clear.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, sex, is it male, female? These are the questions that the survey is asking, sir.
Male.
Thank you. And what year were you born?
77. Okay.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes. Me.
Okay. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Sir, you can use the number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay, first statement is more affordable housing options to rent or buy from 1 to 5.
5.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
I would say 3.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities? 1 to 5.
4.
Thank you. More good-paying jobs?
5.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options.
I would put that in 5 also.
Okay. Better street and road maintenance.
I would do like a 4.
Okay. Thank you. Better public transportation options.
4.
Thank you, sir. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the same amount?
I'd say too few.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, sir, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the same?
I'd say about the same.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses, for which please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more about the kind of businesses in Levine. Would you like to see more dollar stores, discount chains? Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
No, I think I have enough.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, entertainment, menus?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, we need more of those.
Strongly or somewhat?
strongly.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yeah, strongly.
Okay. Doctors' offices and hospitals? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Strongly, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. In your own words, sir, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? And I'll type it in for you.
I would say more overall just entertainment, you know, movie theaters and stuff like that.
Movie theaters? Okay.
Yeah, like family event stuff.
Okay, let's see here. Thank you. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, or a moderate problem, or a fairly big problem, or a very big problem, sir?
I wouldn't know. I haven't looked since I bought a house in Laveen. So, okay.
And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, or a moderate problem, or a fairly big problem, a very big problem, sir?
It's not a problem.
Okay, thank you. Still thinking about residential development, we're almost done, I promise. I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors? Strongly yes or yes somewhat or no?
I would say yes somewhat.
Okay. Multiple family housing like apartments or condominiums?
I would say no.
Okay. Townhouses or attached homes? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Okay. Single-family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
Let's say 5 years, about 5 to 6 years.
Okay. So, and do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family? Own?
I own, yeah.
Now, I am going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Now, proposed is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings, I'm sorry. Would you be strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
For apartments?
Yes, for apartment buildings.
I'll say somewhat.
Somewhat favor, somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose. I'll say more just regular home.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes? Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
I would say somewhat favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Yeah, somewhat favored.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
I would say somewhat opposed.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Yeah, I would say somewhat favor.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, non-college, post-vocational, technical, or trade school, some college, four-year college graduate, or postgraduate school or degree?
Four-year college graduate.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, or $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to
$75,000.
Yeah. Let's see. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I ask your first name?
Ricardo.
Thank you, Ricardo. Okay, well, thank you so much for being so patient with me. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and helping me out. This concludes our survey. It's been completed. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.